Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Liverpool möter Premier Leagues bunnlag och Klopp berättar att han blev överraskad över Firmino-beskeden. Här är pausepraten fredag 10 mars vid Mari Lunde. Liverpool möter Bournemouth på sörkysten lördag förmiddag. Gary O'Neills lag är I förfärdlig form och ligger på botten av Premier League-tabellen. De har lika många poäng som Southampton föran dem men har en dåligare målskillnad. Mycket tackat vare Liverpool. Da lagene möttes på Anfield I august så vant Liverpool hela 9-0. Og det førte til at daværende manager Scott Parker fikk sparken. Liverpool har vunnet sine 3 siste kamper på Vitality Stadium med en målforskjell på 11-0. Bournemouth har ikke vunnet en hjemmekamp siden før VM, da de slo Everton. Forrige helg møtte de Arsenal og ledet faktisk 2-0 til pause, men den ledelsen ga de fra seg I andre omgang, og på overtid skåret Arsenal vinnermålet. Klopp hadde sin pressekonferanse I dag og startet med en skadeoppdatering. Han fortalte at hverken Joe Gomez, Luis Diaz eller Thiago klare til I morgen, men at Gomez og Diaz kan begynne å trene I løpet av neste uke, og at de kan bli klare til etter landslagspausen. Dersom Liverpool vinner over Bournemouth, så vil de faktisk ta fjerdeplassen midlertidig, I hvert fall frem til Tottenham møter Nottingham Forest. Men Klopp vil definitivt ikke ta seieren på forskudd.
That's only a little side story because the main thing is going to Bournemouth and playing a game there and not counting the points before you have them. So and I'm much too long in the business and so the last few days a lot of Bournemouth football and the way they play and stuff like this that can be really uncomfortable for each team and only the last one against Arsenal where everybody saw how much Arsenal well, obviously, in a really good moment, how much they had to fight and stretch luck, if you want. So obviously, a late winner is probably is a bit lucky as well, even when they deserved it. Then you know exactly what's going on, and you have a look at the fight for the relegation. So we might fight for the Champions League spots. We will see how the results will be in the next few weeks. But the fight for staying in the league is as exciting, if you want.
Liverpool må naturligvis nullstille seg etter den magiske 7-0-seieren over Manchester United på søndag og være klare til å rulle opp ermene igjen og ta I et tak mot Bournemouth. Klopp sier at seieren har vist seg I godt humør på treningsfeltet, men at det beste med seieren var at Liverpool fortsetter å se stabilt gode ut.
There's no better mood booster than a good game. Before, so yes, of course you see that. But in the end, it's we had consistency, if you want, in the league now in the last 5 games. But that's always how we've spoken a lot about it. It's like confidence. It's a fragile little flower, and we have to make sure that we keep that.
Bournemouth mot Liverpool. Kampen har avspark klokken 13:30 og kan ses på V-Sport PL og Viaplay. Forrige fredag kom nyheten om at Roberto Firmino hadde snakket med Jürgen Klopp og gitt ham beskjed om at han vil forlate klubben ved sesongslutt. Klopp snakket om hvordan det var å få den meldingen og innrømmer at han ble litt overrasket.
Surprise, yes, a little bit, but was not hit by surprise. It was like, no, that's a normal thing to do, but it could go two ways. And it was one. And I respect that a lot and yeah, It's completely normal in this kind of long relationship that we have and Bobby has with the club and with most of the players and stuff like this, and with the fans, of course. It's pretty special, and I loved the reception he got when he came on against United. And actually, he told me, and then the only other thing he said is, now I want to bring this wonderful story to a positive end. So that's it. So he's completely here, completely committed, how everybody can imagine. And that's all we need to know. And from then, that's no time for a goodbye or whatever. And from in this moment, we have enough time for that later in the season. Whenever he will come back, everybody knows that. The song is still will be for a long, long time still in everybody's ears, I'm pretty sure. So, and no problem. I think he's one of these players, even when he comes, would come with an opposition team. People would be really happy to see.
Darwin Núñez kåret til månedens Liverpool-spiller for februar, foran Stefan Bajcetic og Mohamed Salah. Det melder klubben i dag. Uruguayaneren skåret 2 mål og leverte 1 målgivende pasning i løpet av 4 kamper i februar. Det andre gang denne sesongen at Núñez har vunnet kåringen. Han vant også i november. Liverpool bekrefter at deres sponsoravtale med Expedia har blitt forlenget for 4 nye år. Liverpool har spilt med reiseselskapets logo på ærmet siden 2020, og den nåværende avtalen har vært rundt 9 millioner pund i året. Den nye forlengelsen innebærer en høyere sum ifølge The Athletic, fra rundt 40 millioner pund til 50 millioner pund over de 4 årene. Du har lyttet til pausepraten det siste døgnet med Liverpool fra Liverpool Supporterklubb Norge. For flere Liverpool-nyheter kan du besøke liverpool.no.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.